Hey, I'm Mila, and you're listening to Mind Cues. Hello, thank you for joining for another episode of Mind Cues. Today, we'll be talking about the Black Widow, Marilyn K. Plants. Let's get started. Marilyn Plants was a homemaker and a Sunday school teacher, and her husband, James Earl Plant, who went by Jim, was a night shift pressroom supervisor at the Oklahoma newspaper. They had a 9-year-old daughter, Trina, and a 6-year-old son, Christopher. Jim's sister, Sharon, said that the kids were his number one priority. His other sister, Karen, said, "It's like when you hear people talk about the perfect marriage. They never argued, never fought, no crosswords." Well, there's no such thing as perfect marriage, as we'll see. Jim worked the night shift, and so while he was at work, Marilyn would have over her 18-year-old boyfriend, Bryson, and his teenage friend, McKimble. They would eat, drink beer, smoke cocaine. Do you smoke cocaine? I thought you snort cocaine. Because if you smoke it, isn't that crack? Right? Okay, whatever. So they'd smoke cocaine, and Marilyn would talk about getting rid of her husband, Jim. Bryson knew a guy named Roderick and offered him $40,000 to kill Jim because he was supposedly beating on Marilyn. Roderick was hanging out at the house with the guys in Marilyn one night, and he asked her, "Why don't you just divorce him?" And she said, "I want to get a little money out of him." Well, he had over a $300,000 life insurance policy, and she was a beneficiary. Before anything happened, Roger got arrested for something else. I guess you could say that's divine intervention for him. So it was up to Bryson and McKimble to get the job done. McKimble, Bryson's friend, was offered $45,000. At first, he wasn't sure if he should do it, but he decided to go through with it after all. That money was calling his name. So the plan they made up was to drive up next to Jim after he got off work and just shoot him in his car. Marilyn even got them the gun, but they had lost him in traffic, so that plan was foiled. And then Bryson ended up pawning the gun. On Friday, August 26, 1988, Jim got off of his night shift around 4 o'clock in the morning, and he started to head home. 18-year-old Bryson and his friend McKimble had passed out at his house after they were eating hamburgers and smoking cocaine, and they heard the keys in the door, so they like jumped up and hid on the opposite sides of the house. Jim walks in all innocent, whistling, carrying groceries, and then Bryson attacks him, and then McKimble joined in. They were beating him with his son's baseball bats, and he was like yelling out for Marilyn. But she was in her bedroom, and the kids were asleep in their room. So Marilyn waited till it was over, and then she goes out there. So his beaten and bloody body is just laying on the floor, and then they carry him outside to his truck. Marilyn's like, "That doesn't look like an accident." So apparently, the only way she would get the life insurance is if he died on accident. After they beat him with his son's baseball bats, she says, "You need to burn him." So Bryson and McKimble loaded Jim's body into his truck, drove the truck and a car that they had previously stolen. So they had the stolen car, and then they had him in his truck, and they drove him out to a remote area. They doused him and the truck with gasoline and lit it on fire, then drove away. And as they were driving away, they looked back and like saw that he was sitting up. Oh my God. Jim's charred body was found about 5:15 in the morning. The driver's side door was open and his foot was on the ground. It appeared as though he had tried to get out of the truck. The medical evidence showed that he was still alive when he was set on fire because of the smoke that was inhaled in his lungs. So these two guys drive back to Jim and Marilyn's house and help her clean up the blood. She told them to change their clothes and to put on some of Jim's clothes. This lady. So they put their bloody clothes into a sack and left. They threw the sack with their bloody clothes into a river, and then they stopped at a convenience store. I told you, every time these people kill somebody, they go to the convenience store. This is so bizarre. Anyways, so they stop at a convenience store and get some sandwiches and drinks, and then they head over to Bryson's friend Kendrick's house, and they tell him everything. You just beat this guy and set him on fire and you go eat some sandwiches and go to your friend's house and tell him everything you just did? What a bunch of idiots. Okay, so that all happened Friday morning. By Monday morning, Marilyn was arrested. On Tuesday, Bryson and McKimble were arrested. And on Wednesday, they were charged. Oklahoma does not play. Wow, that was quick. Bryson told the police that him and Marilyn had planned to move out of state with the money that she was going to get from life insurance. He said that she told him that Jim threatened to kill himself and her if she ever divorced him. In a videotaped statement, he said, "I didn't have no specific reason for why I killed him. All I was thinking about when I was beating him was all those times she came up to me with a black eye and crying. I didn't like that." I'm wondering if it was makeup on her face or if she hit herself. I don't know. I saw a movie, this lady put like an orange into a stocking and like hit herself. I don't know what movie it is, but some women are crazy, obviously. Marilyn denied having anything to do with it. She said that her and Jim had the perfect marriage. If they had a perfect marriage, then why were you having an affair with an 18-year-old kid? So they were tried very quickly, but the trial wasn't held for another 7 months. In March 1989, it took the jury 3 hours to find them guilty of first-degree murder. They were convicted of first-degree murder, conspiracy to commit murder, recruiting others to help with murder, and arson. Whew. Neither Marilyn or her little boyfriend Bryson testified during the trial. Bryson and Marilyn both got the death penalty. McKimble got a life sentence. He got to avoid the death penalty because he testified against both of them. In addition to the death penalty, Marilyn and Bryson were each sentenced to 100 years for recruiting others to help in the murder, 10 years for conspiracy to commit murder, and 15 years for burning the pickup truck. What? At some point during all this, Marilyn apologized. She said, "It's hard to think about living the rest of my life in prison, but now I have a reason to live. I want to live for my daughter and hopefully my son." After she lost her last appeal in February 2001, the Attorney General, Drew Edmondson, immediately requested that the court schedule her execution. Bryson got executed in 2000. He was executed a whole year before her, and this was her plan. Ain't that something? Marilyn's daughter Trina did not speak to her for 13 years, from the time her father was murdered until it was time for her mom to be executed. Trina submitted a video statement saying, "My father's gone and we need a mom, whether or not she is in prison. We need to have a relationship with her. I really don't want my mom to die. That is my hope. I've had 13 years to think about it. I love my father. He was my hero. But it's not fair for me to have to go to another funeral and devastating death like this." Jim's sister Karen said, "Carry on. Go ahead and execute her." Jim had two sisters and a brother, and his family tried to help her. They tried to get her a lawyer. They didn't think she had anything to do with it. And then everything came out, and they were like, "Oh no, kill her immediately." The Oklahoma Criminal Defense Trial Lawyers Association called for an immediate moratorium on executions in Oklahoma, starting with Marilyn Plant. There was only one other woman executed in Oklahoma at that time, and Marilyn was going to be the second that same year. Oof. Oklahoma said, "Let's go." Marilyn Plant was executed on May 1st, 2001, by lethal injection. The life insurance policy was paid out to her two children, Trina and Christopher. Well, that's a story with a happy ending. She didn't get one dime of that money, but poor Jim, he didn't do anything wrong. Well, as far as we know, he could have been a wife beater. I don't know, I wasn't there, but I doubt it. He seemed like a good guy. Marilyn's a nut, but guess what? She did. Oh, the son Christopher, he died in 2002. And the daughter Trina, I don't know where she's at. I hope she has some peace. Well, that's my cue. Until next time, survive your mind.